It's time again to check in with PolitiFact Virginia, the fact-checking service at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and we're joined on the line today by reporter Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Good morning, Wayne.
Well, today's election day, so the current cycle of ads and charges and claims is over until the next election starts, which will be almost immediately. But we do have one item from the 2012 Senate race in Virginia to ask you about. Recently appeared in the PolitiFact Virginia column. And in a debate between Tim Kaine and George Allen, the two candidates for the Senate, Kaine stated that Bill Clinton, when he was president, presided over, quote, the biggest expansion of the American economy since World War II. You checked out the facts on that, was he right?
Well, Kaine's campaign cited a Forbes magazine ranking from 2004, as well as a historic chart of the nation's annual gross domestic product in the U.S. from 1945 to 2000. And Forbes had created a scale to measure prosperity under the 10 presidents from Harry Truman through Clinton, and ranking them on six measures of economic performance, including growth in the GDP, real disposable personal income, unemployment, inflation, deficit reduction. Things like that. Now, Clinton topped the overall ranking, getting an average score of 3.2. Now, Kaine's GDP chart, which was adjusted to inflation based on 2005 dollars, shows the gross domestic product grew by $2.7 trillion under Clinton, and that was the most of any post-war president. Harry S. Truman, who presided over a major reshuffling of the U.S. economy after World War II, came in last by this measure. But there are some wrinkles to consider. With the exception of Truman, the presidents at the top of the GDP list served two terms, and those at the bottom served one term. An economist told us the best way to compare economic expansion under presidents was to measure the average percentage growth in GDP using figures adjusted for inflation. Robertson Williams, a senior fellow at the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, ran the calculations for us, comparing the GDP in the year the president took office to the size of the economy the year that president left. And when that was done, it was President Lyndon B. Johnson who presided over the greatest increase in GDP, which rose 5.2% during his term, and President John F. Kennedy saw the economy grow by 4.2% during his tenure, and that ranked him second, and the economy grew 3.9% under Clinton, ranking him third. And there's no doubt Clinton presided during a strong economic expansion, but not all of the indicators point to it being a post-war record. So we rated Kaine's claim mostly true.
Mostly true on the truth-o-meter. Okay, thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne.